The DNC originally blocked off 15,000 rooms for the week of the convention, and it announced Tuesday that 93% of those rooms have been booked. Overall, 7% is a small margin. But releasing those rooms, a little over 1,000 in all, also means that some hotels beyond the 485 loop are left scrambling to recoup what could be a huge loss. The Hampton Inn in Salisbury blocked out 80% of its rooms for the DNC to help Charlotte secure the bid for the convention. When the DNC released the hold, none of those rooms had been booked. Krista Osterweil is the general manager.
We all understood that we were taking a gamble with it, but like I said, we've been assured for an entire year that the rooms would be used. So I think we all expected that probably not all of them would be used, but I think we were all shocked that none of them were used.
Osterweil says her staff will be calling back groups they originally turned away. She also says she might lower room rates to attract visitors. James Meacham, the executive director of the Rowan County Tourism Development Authority, says a lot of problems could have been avoided if the DNC had released those rooms earlier. Now, the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority has asked hotels facing similar situations to update it with its vacancies. The tourism organization says that by Friday, it will be using its website, its Facebook page, and Twitter to publicize the latest room openings in the area. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.